You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
You are officially on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle. Great Friday to you, and hope you listen through the whole show because I have some really awesome emails that I'll be answering. Today is what I call a free-for-all Friday, where I'm going to give you some advice, help you out, suggestions, ideas, stuff like that. You've written me at my email address, which I use here at the radio station, of course. LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station. And also you've contacted me at my website, drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com. And of course, the people who I am reading emails from today contacted me at docmichelle, D-O-C, Michelle with two L's, at AOL.com. So welcome. You are officially on the couch. And today I'm going to be answering questions dealing with every single subject, mostly with relationships, as that is one of my specialties. And we have some bizarre situations here, not to be too judgmental, but I mean, you know, we're talking infidelity and insecurity and jealousy and sexual promiscuity, things like that. So, you know, these are the common questions we all have in and out of relationships throughout our lives. And if you want to call me, you can do so here live on the air. The number is 323, that's a Los Angeles big city area code, 323-203-0815. And so just let me know what you'd like to talk about here. Just set it up and we'll rock. Put you on the air and maybe I can help you. Let's start out with, now some of these are really a little complex. So I'm going to get to the ones that I can answer really quickly and bounce into help folks right away. So here we go. And this is from Sarah, who emailed me at docmichelle@AOL.com. Dear Doc, is my ex-boyfriend using me? He says he doesn't want to be with me and he doesn't know what he wants right now. He always says he wants space. He will ignore my texts and calls for a week and then text me to come over for sex. And he will ignore me again for another 2 weeks. Then text me again. Now, when I'm with him, I feel wonderful and I do think he loves me. I feel crazy about this guy, but I'm worried that he might be using me. What should I do? Sarah. He is using you. Sarah, and if you have a shred of self-respect, you get rid of him. Just put an end to it. Fast, like today. What time is it? Right now. Go. Done. Done. Unless you want to just stay in a relationship where you might get hurt. If you love this guy, somebody who loves you is not going to ignore your texts or your calls or whatever. And then call you to come over for sex. Lust. And if that's what you want out of the relationship, go for it. Enjoy. But make sure that that's what you want out of the relationship. And that's what it's about between the two of you. Make sure you use protection. Okay? If that's what you want. If you want to love, man, he's not the one. Get rid of him. Personally, is he using you? Of course. If you really want a committed relationship with a guy who loves you, get some self-respect, dump him. And I would get some self-esteem therapy. You know, why are you putting yourself in this position? Sex is great and all, but somebody who makes you feel used is kind of an icky feeling. And the more you do that with somebody, the lower your self-esteem goes. You don't like who you are. You beat yourself up. Goes in a cycle. You don't think you're worth him. Why not? Get rid of him. My advice. All right, we're going to move on here. Dear Doc, I have been with my partner for about 9 months now. He has a reputation as a womanizer. But we have got a lot of womanizers here today. And as of late, he's been showing me his side, the bad side of his personality. It started with emails from ex-girlfriends that were descriptive of things that they would do to each other. And just yesterday, I found that he sent another girl another suggestive email. The problem is that I have nowhere to go if I end the relationship. Can you give me some advice on how to approach him in a diplomatic way? So, well, this is evidence, of course, that he's writing to ex-girlfriends and they're talking about sexual things that they want to do to each other. Again, I guess this is what I'm getting from this letter. So he's not being honest with you. And what really concerns me is that you say you have nowhere to go if you end the relationship. I don't know if that means if you're living with him and you don't have any place to live. What does that mean? I don't know. I would find a girlfriend, if this is the case, to move in with temporarily until you can get your own place. If you are using him to take care of you because you are not working and you have no place to live, this boyfriend of yours, I would work on getting a job. Get the heck out of there. And what makes me kind of sad, too, is that you have to give him a clear choice. Tell them your own thoughts and values about being honest with each other. Talk about being faithful and committing to being monogamous. You know, keep all that. Tell them that you need to have the sexual energy within your relationship. Okay? And that at 9 months is probably the right time now for each of you to make a judgment call. It's time for him to pony up and say whether this relationship is worth making a commitment to. Or being faithful, monogamous, or whatever. And this is just say, look, be honest with me. I don't care. I just want to know what's going on. Honesty is more important than anything. All right? You got to get your power back, girl. Because it sounds like you may have given it away here. I don't have anywhere to go. How can I diplomatically ask him? Excuse me. You're with him for 9 months, you may be living with him, and he's writing the kind of sex he's going to have with these ex-girlfriends again? What? That's bizarre. I don't care how wonderful or gorgeous he might be. You need to make a serious judgment call as to whether this is worth the heartache. I just have a vibe here that this guy has a habit of taking women's power away. And he takes their breath away, too. It's not really whether if you get the guy, it's whether you keep your own soul, girl. Think of it that way. Got to find your own power. Give him an ultimatum. You don't like it, it's hurtful, it's weird, it's strange. If he wants a relationship, it's been 9 months. You know, you've got to decide where you're going to go or who you're going to live with. Because again, we have a self-esteem issue. If you continue to live with this guy because you don't have anywhere else to go. Call some family. I don't care if you're having problems with them. Call a brother, a sister, girlfriend, somebody. Live with a friend. Get the hell out of there. If he's cheating on you or you feel that he's not being honest with you, get out. You don't need to be treated like that. Okay. All right. The tables are turned on this one. Hey, Doc Michelle. I've been missing? Oh, I guess the word would be messing. It says missing around with this married guy. Messing around with this married guy for some time now. I feel so bad, but I think I'm falling in love with him. I don't want to tell him because I'm afraid I'll scare him away. He's always so nice to me. And it's not just because of sex. Because it doesn't happen all that often. He has 5 boys with his wife? and I have two boys. I'm not going to get anywhere with this. I just don't know what I should do. I don't see why he keeps coming back. A lot of local people go to this bar, and when I'm there, I always catch him looking at me. If I don't talk to him, it makes it over and makes a big deal of letting me know he's there and he's still attracted to me and wants to hook up. Is there any way, easy way to stop this or to make it easier? Thank you, Doc. That's from Laura. Yes. Stop having sex with him. He's a married man. That's the way to stop. To say sorry. Now, I understand that you have two boys. I don't know if you're married or not. I get the feeling that you're not. You're divorced. You got kids involved. Too many kids. He's married. What do you want out of the relationship? Do you want to hurt this family and this wife? Is that what you want? Find out why you're doing it. Get some help. Why do you have such low self-esteem that you have to hook up with a married guy with such a huge burden? You know, what blocks most people from ending up in a happy long-term relationship is not seeing the big picture. You know, a lot of times we only look at today. So if you look at the big picture, you get an idea of who you choose, why you choose them, the circumstances that you're under, you know. And if you can't see where you're going in the future, you're in trouble. So you got to step back for this immediate, oh, I think I'm in love with him, this passion and the sex, if it's great, whatever. Look where you're going. The thing is, if you want to get involved with a married man, what you're saying basically is, it's perfectly okay that a husband cheats on his wife. It's okay. And if you keep falling in love with this guy and making up these excuses, you're just fooling yourself. Okay? It shows you that, you know, further in the future, wanting something more with this guy than being his bar fling away from home, what's going to happen next? See? Once you want more from him, he's probably going to dump you because you're going to get too scary for him. You see? And then you're going to get more cynical. Okay? Even if he decides to leave his family and you end up being his next wife, which I really doubt, if you keep your eye on the big picture, what's going to happen? He's a cheater. He cheats. He'll cheat on you. That's the way it is. Okay? So, just keep yourself simple. Take care of your kids. Get away from this married guy. If you want to date men who are available and not jerks. All right? This is Dr. Michelle with you, and I'm doing a free-for-all Friday here on LA Talk Radio. And if you would like to write me, and I can answer your questions, give you advice, you can do so at docmichelle@aol.com, docmichelle@aol.com. You can call if you'd like. I'm really focusing on the emails today, but we have a number here, 323, Los Angeles area code, 323-203-0815. So let's continue on. I've got some really interesting, and I want to thank you all who wrote in to me and who have agreed for me to write these online. Of course, most of the names are not real. And we've already agreed to that. So hopefully I'm helping you out here. And let's keep on moving. Dear Doc, I'm a 16-year-old female who is in a 1.5-year relationship with a guy who's just turned 20. We love each other deeply. I know it may sound unreasonable. The only problem is, at the moment, I'm not allowed to go out until 1 a.m. That's good. If I was your parent, I wouldn't be letting you date him. You're 16 years old. He's 20? I know. 4 years is not a big deal, but when you're getting with 16 and a 20-year-old, it's a big deal. You're not allowed to go out until 1 a.m. You have to be home by 1 a.m. My boyfriend is beginning to say things like, well, if you can't stay out until one, then I'm going to find a girl who can. Dear Doc, I don't know what to do or what to say. Am I doing the wrong thing by staying with him? Yes, you are. Sounds like you really care a lot about him, and I'm not disregarding that, and I'm not disrespecting your feelings. But you're being manipulated. Doesn't that hurt? I mean, really. Do you want to just hang a sign around your neck that reads, manipulate me, use me? I'm a fool for love. Doesn't really sound great to me. I mean, if he really loves you deeply, he's not going to say, oh, well, I'm going to find a girl who can stay out until one. You know what? Go for it. If that's the deal breaker, go for it. You're too young anyway, honey. You're way too young to be with somebody this mature. I know it sounds like you love him and he tells you he loves you or whatever's going on, but a little too old. He's not worth it. If he's willing to throw away your relationship because he wants to hang out until after 1 o'clock, say go for it. Enjoy. I want to date other guys. I'm not ready. And wish him well on his way. Make him go away. That's what you got to do, honey. All right, Dr. Michelle with you here on a free-for-all Friday where I'm answering your emails. Giving you advice about certain things, suggestions, ideas. And let's move on. Let me find another one. All right, dear Doc, what do you do when your partner and you are just too different? We're getting into fights over our differences and spending more time unhappy together than we are enjoying each other's company. It seems like our differences are getting in the way of being happy. Let's see. She says that I do too much for my friends and family. Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Uh-oh, I can see it. I've always had a close relationship with my family and friends. She comes from a family of 5 boys, and none of them are married. She was raised by her grandparents away from her brothers. She is not social. As long as I'm with her and doing what she wants, everything's okay. But as soon as I step out of the box, we have issues. I've told her that her comments make me feel guilty for being myself. And her response was for me to figure it out. Then we end up fighting and feeling miserable afterwards. Alrighty. You know, it sounds like she had a different upbringing than you. You're close to your family. And you have friends that you are close to. And it's very important to have a nice relationship with your family and have other friends too. So, sounds to me like she's controlling and she has issues because she never really had a chance to connect with siblings. And she doesn't have a decent family relationship, which is sad. Maybe you two can go to couple therapy together and talk about, you know, her fears of you not spending enough time with her and wanting to be with family and friends, and she doesn't get it. And she thinks that you don't love her because you want to spend time with family and friends too. And that's not normal. So I would really talk to somebody who can set her straight and realize that possibly because of her early family dynamics, she, you know, doesn't feel as comfortable or is not as close, does not have connections to a family, and can't understand it. And she's pretty much replacing you, you know, as everything in her life. But, you know, sometimes if we can bring our partners in to our family and friend relationships, include them in certain things, all, you know, that's great. Let them know we love them as well. But then we do have a need to connect with our family and friends. If this woman is really giving you a hard time, though, and fighting with you about it, she needs to get some help. You need to seriously consider if you want to be with this person in the long run. Because if she continues to try to keep you away from your family and friends, that's what it's going to be like forever. You're always going to have a resentment going on. She will too. And it's really sad. And God forbid if you guys get married and have kids. I mean, that's... That's really not healthy. She needs to work out her stuff and figure out who she is in relationship to family and get some of those unresolved issues behind her. You know? So that's my advice. You know, it's always scary when one of our partners tries to keep us from our friends and family. Now, if we're spending most of our time with friends and or family and we're in a serious relationship, that's a red flag as well. And she is justified. But, you know, to try to keep you away from connections that are very important to you, not healthy. Bring her in to the envelope of your family. You know, make her feel comfortable and safe, and maybe she'll make that transition into, ooh, gee, it's great to have a family and important to have one. But I still think you should get some couple therapy. She needs to kind of know that you're getting turned off by it. I mean, my God, you're writing me here for advice on what to do, and I'm here for you. All right? It's Dr. Michelle, and we are together on LA Talk Radio. And at this time, always on Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are live, and you are on the couch. I'm trying to help you out here. We're doing a free-for-all Friday where I am answering a lot of listeners' questions. You wrote me some things here at docmichelle@aol.com. I've got a lot to get through, and you know, I've already checked it out with you, which I will do online. I will check it out and make sure that I can use your material so you can listen and I can help you. All righty. Let's keep on moving. It's about relationships today. This is the big deal. I mean, I have a lot of relationship stuff, which is wonderful, because that's what it's all about. You know, establishing decent relationships. That's how we understand who we are, how we get our identity, how we relate to other people. Being social and having decent social relationships, family and friends, is a part of staying healthy, mentally and physically. All right? Here we go. Dear Doc, I've been with my husband for 6 years. Good. For the past 2 years, we've been very unhappy. It's been like a wall has grown between us. We have had ongoing issues that we avoided addressing, except in fights. In addition, here comes the but. In addition, I always wait for these. It turns out that he's been cheating on me for a year and continuously lied about it. I found bits of evidence, but each time I confronted him, he said he was not seeing her. I finally caught him, and he's now being honest about it. Where do we go from here? How do we get past something like this? Can the marriage survive if we work on it with some help from an outside perspective? And he says he really wants to work on our marriage. And, she says, if whatever we try does not work, then at least we can't say we did not go down without fighting. Well, that's true. I guess you're right. I do believe that couples can work through infidelity. You know, if both parties are willing to work with it, you learn, you grow. You know? And getting some good outside help is really important. So you got to find a therapist who works mainly with couples, and you know, ask about their approach. And it's really important that they work with issues it's emotional reactivity, sexual intimacy, infidelity, and not just communication skills. Because, I mean, we can do communication skills up the wazoo forever. I feel sad when you know, that's important. And reflection statements. I hear that you feel sad when you... Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, that's where it starts. We got to communicate instead of name calling. You're an asshole. You did this to me. No. But you need somebody who's going to work with sexual intimacy and infidelity, emotional reactivity, and understand the hurts and betrayal. Okay? And actually, the affair, if it is approached skillfully by both of you, it can be a powerful catalyst to tear down the wall that really haunted your marriage. Each of you needs to face and deal with the deeper inner elements that are going on that kind of built that wall between you. You know, and avoiding it will not, that ain't going to fly. You got to face your fears. You got to look in your own role in how the marriage got to where it is now. Not just blame him. Yeah, he's a dog. He was fooling around on you and lying to you, for sure. But you had a role in it, too. Always takes two. All right? I don't condone cheating. I'm not blaming you. Okay? So what you have to do in your journey when you're getting some help from a professional together, if you really both want to do this, he says he wants to do this, he better stop cheating, number one. He's got to just cut the crap, do that. But you both have to be open to learning new ways to directly deal with difficult emotions, both of you. You both have to be willing to do whatever it takes to heal the wounds, because he's going to feel guilty, because you're going to make him feel guilty. And you have, which is probably a good thing. Guilt never hurts. Can slap us back into positive behaviors. All right? And you both kind of have to be ready to face inner fears that you've held back from each other. And you've got to increase your authenticity and kindness with each other. All right? You could make a transformation. It could be good. You could grow as individuals enormously. You could get much stronger from this, understanding each other, why he did that. I'm not condoning him. Don't worry about it. I'm not saying it was okay to do. But it takes two. So if he's willing to work on it and you're willing to try to forgive him and move on, go for it. Go for it. It's one of the hardest things to do. Is to trust, your partner after they've cheated. And you've busted them. And they admitted to it. Now what's he going to say? Okay, here we go. This is Dr. Michelle with you, by the way. And we are doing Free for All Friday. And this is where I answer your questions. Most of the folks have written me on my email address, which is docmichelle@AOL.com. DocMichelle with two L's at AOL.com. And let's see, we can also communicate. You can find me here at LA Talk Radio. Just click on the link, my homepage. And also contact me at my website, drmichelletherapy.com. drmichelletherapy.com. All right. Okay. Let's move on. All right. I have some really good questions. All right, here we go. Oh no. It seems that I can do nothing to please my love. Here's the latest example. Saturday was a tiring day for us both. After getting up early, working, and helping his mother, then hitting a large bucket of golf balls, he decided to take a nap. He needed it badly, so I guess they're living together. I did some things for work while he slept. His mom came over then. She said she was hungry, and I was too. He'd been asleep for an hour, so I decided to try and wake him up, see if he wanted to eat. He said, no, I can't wake up. Just wait a little bit. Well, I thought he was just extremely tired and would probably sleep for quite a while longer. So his mom and I decided it would be best just to go pick up takeout, bring it home, get some extra for him. And we would eat, and then we'd have dinner waiting for him. He woke up in a rage. He spoke obscenities to both his mother and I for not waiting for him, saying we were basically selfish. He reminded me of the things that he's done for me when I was tired or stressed out, and would just not see that I had done the right thing. Every time we have an argument, it's over something that I've done wrong, and he ends up throwing something at me that he always did for me, basically telling me that I'm selfish and I don't think of him and his feelings. Is he controlling or am I truly selfish? I love him and I know that he loves me very much too. We'd like to get married next year and start a family. But this pattern is beginning to scare me, and so it should. You need to be concerned with this pattern. Because if he doesn't take responsibility, and he has outrage attacks. He's angry because you and your mother let him sleep. And yet you were hungry and got some food for him when he woke up. And he went into a rage. And then whenever you get into a fight, he blames you and tells you that he's done so much for you. Okay, this is narcissistic personality stuff going on. This kind of scares me. Yeah, this is the kind of behavior that you do not want in a partner. You know, they blame you all the time and throw it back in your face on how much they've done for you. You know, that's really unhealthy. That's a narcissistic trait. You need to get some help for this guy. And you need to sit down with a therapist with him, too. Tell him you're really afraid that his outbursts are going to ruin the love that you have for him. And you're going to want to go away pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? Because this is scary stuff. Okay. Dear Dr. Michelle, how do I cope with jealousy after a breakup? And this is from Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you're jealous after a breakup. Okay, you have to check out the situation to determine what about it makes you so jealous. What is it? Is she going out with other guys all of a sudden? I mean, you guys broke up, right? I don't know if she broke up with you or you broke up with her. Sounds like she broke up with you. Okay, but you've got to think of, you've got to give this up. Give this some time and work on yourself. You know, you're thinking about who she's with and what she's doing, and you broke up. You know, stay away from the situation. You're jealous? Do you know who she's seeing? Don't allow your mind to go crazy and drive you crazy. Okay? Work on yourself. Work on the way you want to live and the things you want to do. Take care of yourself. You know? Do things that make you happy. Keep you satisfied. Focus on your work. Learn something new. Change your hairstyle. Start getting out on the social scene. You know, start meeting new women. It's real. Just try to really like yourself. Some people go, you gotta fall in love with yourself. It's really hard to do sometimes when you're down on yourself and you're feeling really, you know, you're feeling really bad. But you have to really like yourself at least and try to do things that make you feel good about you. You know, it's really hard being dumped. It really hurts. Yeah. So what you have to do is you have to take care of you. You know, and that's the thing. If you take care of you, you'll feel better. That's what it always boils down to. Now, that's not to say be narcissistic and don't, you know, help other people out. No. You're driving yourself crazy here, Jeff, thinking about her. So you've just got to work on yourself. Take care of you. Okay? All righty. Let's keep on moving. By the way, if you want to write me, we're having a free for all Friday here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk station on the internet. And what I do here on Fridays sometimes is answer your emails. You've written me here at DrMichelle@AOL.com. You can also link on to my webpage, DrMichelleTherapy.com, and contact me there. And what I do is try to help you out, give you some advice, you know, try to work through stuff. Okay. Dear Dr. Michelle, we're moving on. This is so about relationships today. I can't believe it. It's about how to get with that person again, or how to forgive them, or should I break up with them or not? And something from Angie. It says, Dear Dr. Michelle, how can I get my husband back? I want him back. We fought all the time and had enough of it. Separated for quite a long time, but now I miss him. Okay. You know, it's really interesting, Angie, because sometimes we don't realize what we have until it's gone. And what we do is we ignore signs that our relationships are in trouble. We ignore the signs. We ignore the signs. Or we just allow, you know, the fights to keep happening. It's like in the book that I'm writing, it's detoxing the drama from your relationships. Yeah, we get addicted to that rush when we fight. What you have to do is you have to really start working on it and stop that craziness from taking over your life. You know, you have to take a look at yourself. Why are you missing him? Was he healthy for you? Were you healthy for him? Like I just said to the last listener, you got to get to work on yourself. You got to get to work on yourself. Okay, so it may not be too late to win back the love of your life. You need to make a few changes. You need to analyze him. You need to call some rules. You need to sit down with a specialist and find out why the relationship failed. I mean, did your husband complain about or did what kind of things you didn't do during the marriage? Did you let yourself go? Did you nag him too much? Did you have trust issues which freaked him out and pushed him away? Were you too clingy? You got to be honest with yourself. Because then if you are honest with yourself and really kind of see clearly that you may have pushed him away, you have to be willing to lower your ego and say, I'm going to work on these things because I miss you and I love you and I want you back. So give your husband a call. Email him if you're feeling awkward about your voice. You know, let him know you've been doing a lot of thinking. Can see that you've made a lot of mistakes and you truly want to make things work. And he may not be receptive, especially if, you know, there's still a lot of the dust hasn't settled yet. But I think if you make a phone call or an email short and you let him know you still love him and not whiny, I need you, no, strong, you know, loving. Intelligent. Okay. So that's the kind of thing you have to do. You have to stay really strong. But you have to be willing to, you know, let your ego go aside. You know what I'm saying? All righty. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and you are on the couch with me, as you always are, on Fridays, about 11 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time here. We are live. Of course, you can download all the shows if you like some advice that you heard, or if I am answering your emails where you wrote me at docmichelle@aol.com, you can sure download it. You know. Okay, here we go. Moving on. Hey, Doc. I'm worried about my best friend. She married this guy who I never really liked about 3 years ago. They don't have any kids yet and decided to get their finances together first. The thing that's concerning me is that over the years, her husband has slowly turned into this control freak. I don't think that he's physically abusing her, but he's doing strange, passive-aggressive things. My friend comes over and she cries on my shoulder about some of the things that her husband does, but says that she feels that it's impossible for her to exist without him. I told her that she should listen to you to help her out, because she's too embarrassed to contact you. Please tell her what are the signs that her husband may be abusive. All righty. Some signs. You said he's, what, passive-aggressive here, and you say he's controlling, and he's doing strange things. passive-aggressive. Withholding approval. You know, this is like one of the biggies, if someone's passive-aggressive. We all get angry with partners or friends. Sometimes we don't like them. I mean, come on, we don't like them. I don't like you right now because you hurt me, whatever. But the love shouldn't waver. So when somebody's using your need for their love and approval to get you to do things, something's wrong. That's passive-aggressive. That's manipulating and controlling. So that's a sign. Is he doing that to your friend? I hope she's listening. Guilt tripping. Of course, guilt tripping's a biggie. It's a strange way that we've been brought up. We all guilt trip everybody. But it's also important to remember that if we don't look after ourselves, we can do nothing for others. So guilt trips can be recognized by sentences like, if you loved me, you would do this, or after all I've done for you, like the guy earlier. Guilt trip. Guilt tripping. That's controlling. Okay? Is he controlling money matters? You know, if you have to beg for every penny you wish to spend, especially if you're working, you are definitely being manipulated. You both need to come together on finances. I don't know what he's doing, but these are just ideas. You ask me what are some signs of manipulation. And this is passive aggressive. Okay. Also personal attacks. Are you constantly being put down in private and in front of others? Okay. Is this happening to you? And what happens is that you feel like you have to do like a child. You have to get approval from this person all the time. You know? And I want your friend to take a look at if she's feeling unworthy, unattractive. You know, if she just generally has low self-esteem, because this guy is manipulating her and using her. You know? So anyway, there you go. Okay. Let's move on. This is Dr. Michelle with you, by the way, and you are on the couch with me as you always are at this time, 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, here on LA Talk Radio Live, where you can download the answers as well. You can download these shows if you want to kind of re-listen to some of the suggestions I've given. You can email me at docmichelle@aol.com, write me questions, or if you'd like some advice. I'm here to suggest things for you. We're moving on. Dear Doc, my girlfriend of 1 year has been depressed off and on since I've known her. She's the sweetest, most loving person I've ever met. I think she's the one. The question I have is, how can I help her when she gets so depressed? It's really difficult sometimes being with someone who has a depressive disorder and is coping with it. I hope that she is getting help with that, whatever it may be, getting help with therapy. You know, you sound like a lovely person and you know, are sensitive to her needs, and it's very difficult for you. So I give you kudos for hanging in there with someone who has possibly a depressive disorder. It's difficult. Hope she's getting meds, possibly, if that's helping her, or, you know, working with someone who can help her. The thing is that you can only do so much. Here are some ideas for you, just to kind of help you out. Sometimes, you know, we really have good intentions towards people who are depressed all the time, and we say things like, I know what you're going through. Yeah, you don't say that, especially with someone with depression. It's always really good to say something like, I can't know exactly how you're feeling, but I'm trying very hard to understand. I'm trying very hard to help. And you say she's sweet, and you want to help her when she gets so down. So you just listen. Lots of folks who are depressed lose interest in sex. It's not personal. It's just connected with depression. So I don't know if that's going on, but that's just something that I wanted to share with you. You know, some days you'll feel your love for your partner doesn't seem to make any difference to them at all. But if you hang in there and you really love her, you said she's a sweetheart, your love and constant support should be a great help. Of, you know, persuading them of their value. You know, and do encourage your partner to get all the professional help available. I mean, there's so many things you can do. And there's alternatives to antidepressants. There's cognitive behavioral therapy. There's a lot of, you know, changing your thought process. There's a lot of hopefulness and mindfulness programs, positive psychotherapy, things like that. And don't expect improvement to be rapid, especially if someone has a depressive disorder that you're with. And do things nice for you, because being around a depressed person is really draining. So make sure you take care of yourself, okay? Have some time to, you know, get alone with your buddies, see some family. You know, I'm not saying avoid her, but sometimes you need space, you know? Get some exercise, eat healthy. Try to take care of you, too. If you really, really love her, you'll be there for her and encourage her to get the help she needs. But, you know, they say sometimes the sick make the well sicker. So that's what happens. All right, let's keep on moving. Now, these are some more clinical questions that I have, and I encourage you to, you know, write me on those things because, here you go. Dear Dr. Michelle, I get so stressed sometimes I feel panicky and my heart starts beating fast. Sometimes I get dizzy and have to catch my breath. It usually passes, but I think it's getting worse. I stress over everything. Work, what I'm doing over the weekend, family problems, my partner's problems, it just builds up and sometimes it's hard to stop these worries. What would you suggest I do? Well, it sounds to me like you're having panic disorder symptoms. Heart starts beating, get dizzy, catch your breath. Those are the criteria of panic disorder. I'm not trying to scare you, but, you know, your body's reacting to stress. The body's telling you, chill out. You're freaking out. Your mind's going overtime and you can't control these things. But what you can do is you can control your thoughts and you can control your actions. So there are certain stress relievers. I would go to talk to somebody about your stress. You know, download on some of these, to someone on some of these issues. And you can Google things like guided imagery. You know, if you have a good imagination and you can, you know, put yourself in a good place, this is not hokey pokey. This is a scientifically effective treatment. Guided imagery. Self-hypnosis. Get somebody to help you with hypnosis as well and teach you how to do self-hypnosis. All right? Journal your thoughts. Do some yoga. You got to exercise. Breathe. Laugh. You got to laugh. Chill out. Take a walk. Do something good for you. Take up, some kind of an interest that you might have. You know, get into a movie club or a book club, or if you're more active, go to a hiking club. You know? Also, a lot of people who have, stress or anxiety, panic disorders, they really learn how to manage these things better if they do all of the above and learn assertive communication skills. See, if we are able to assert ourselves in certain situations, we don't hold things in. And that's appropriately saying to people how we feel or what we need. Not being a jerk and blowing people away and having rageaholic attacks, but just basically being assertive. And they have assertiveness training you can even learn. They have assertiveness training groups or therapists that specialize in that too that are not real pricey. So if you're able to, you know, comfortably learn how to appropriately assert yourself, you're not going to have all this pent up, how can I control all this stuff? You can't control other people or other situations or family problems. All you can do is be the best for you and control your actions and your thoughts. Don't put things off too. Sometimes when we procrastinate, we put things off and then we get really nervous with ourselves. So, you know, it all has to do with really taking care of you. Learn how to express yourself appropriately. Get assertive. Relax. Eat well. And by all means, you got to get some exercise. People say to me, oh, exercise. You hear exercise all the time. You can't physiologically and mentally, it is one of the best things you can do. People say to me, I need an antidepressant. I go, join a gym. Or where do you live? Do you live in a safe part of the city, sort of, kind of? Or are you near a woodsy area that's safe? Walk with a friend for half an hour a night. Don't have to walk in the night. Walk, get up early in the morning if you can't get off work and you don't want to walk in the dark. That's what you got to do, is take care of yourself. Tried and true, old school, but it really does work. And that's the way it is. This is Dr. Michelle with you. And wow, our almost hour has gone by really fast. I encourage you to continue emailing me if you would like to ask questions. And you can find me at docmichelle@aol.com. That's docmichelle@aol.com. Just go ahead and reach out. Like, I have a lot of free-for-all Fridays here where I, you know, give you advice and talk to you about stuff. Hopefully I helped you all today. And you can download the show here on LA Talk Radio, the nation's and world's most listened to talk station on the internet. And as I was just saying, as I always do say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for other people too. All right, have a great day. This is Dr. Michelle signing out. Bye-bye.